Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
Now, we have in the studio the mighty powerhouse of singer-songwriting. That is Jordi Alcama. Jordi, how the heck are you?
I am doing absolutely fantastic, Pete. Very happy to be back.
Oh, well, we're so happy to have you here. And I can't think when the last time you were sitting there. When was that?
Yeah, we've been racking our brains. I think it's got to be a couple of years.
Really?
It must be a couple of years. I know. I can't believe it, but it's been a couple of years.
That is crazy talk. I know. And if you want to go on Audio Boom, folks, and you can listen to all the past sessions, they're all up there. And Jordi is definitely there. It might even be there twice. And it's one of the best listened to, which I love, because we get all the stats, which is very, very cool. So, Jordi, what have you been up to?
Oh, well, we've been... It's been a busy couple of years. Lots of shows, and the big moment of recording and getting ready to release my debut album, When We Wake.
Yes. Well, I mean, more on that, because we've been... I think you teased us with three tracks. Is that right?
I might have teased you with three. There's been a fourth one since then. So, yeah, we're kind of in that modern way of releasing records where you sort of heard half of it before it comes out.
But that's good. It's a drip feed,
we're drip feeding it, and...
Actually, you say that modern way. That's how it used to be. People would release singles first and then punch the album out. That was quite common, actually,
right.
Funnily enough. So that's a good way of doing it. And how old now, technically, is this album? Because I know it's sort of officially having its album launch. But in terms of it being in the can, when did you guys do it?
I think I recorded this album, it would have been March 2025,
which
was a very fast turnaround from writing it. It was essentially written in November 2024,
yeah.
Almost in a wanna, and kind of that panic of, oh, I think we've got something great. I want to just capture this immediately. How fast can we turn that around? And then naturally, you know, from there, as I'm sure all of your listeners who have made records themselves know, there are a few things that need to be sorted out after you've left the studio and after all of the adrenaline's worn off.
Yeah, often it's as much time, if not more, post that day than during it, right?
It's strange that it's like, you know, a few days in the studio and then all that dominates your mind for I wake up and fall asleep thinking about this record, and I have so for over a year now. So
it's called When We Wake.
When We Wake.
Who's been working on it with you? I mean, technically, the technical side of it.
The technical side of it. So it was recorded at Brighton Electric, my home away from home, by a very, very dear friend and the ferociously talented Alex Gordon. He engineered and mixed the whole record.
Is that Gordy?
That's Gordy. That's Gordy.
Go as, Gordy.
We met at Electric. Seven years ago now or so, 7 or 8 years ago, and we were both the little, you know, the young dudes, the kind of, you know, he was, you know, first studio engineer gig, and we were just having a great time, and then I knew when it came to making this album that I had to do it at Brighton Electric. A dream of mine had been to make a record there, and I couldn't think of anyone else I'd rather make an album with than him. So it was a match
made
in heaven.
That's so good. And did you always want it to be Gordy, or was it, did you just sort of, you know, suddenly bump into him and go, whoa.
Well, funny you should mention, literally, I was going into the studio to kind of pitch the album and suggest, you know, when it would be a good time to do it and see if I was going crazy with the idea of what I wanted the album to be like. And I literally hadn't seen Gordy for four years,
really?
And just there he is, in the hallway, and I was like, do you want to make an album? And he was like, yeah, hi, how are you? I'd like to make an album. And then a month later, we're sat in the booth, and
I love that.
Yeah, just having the best time.
That is so good. And in terms of musicians, did you cobble together people that you'd loved and worked with before, or did it all sort of, was it not quite as organic as that?
Do you know, it's been a total collaboration, this the recording process of this, you know. I have my dad, Jan Willem. He plays drums on
Seriously?
Every song on it. Yeah, and
your dad plays drums.
My dad
on it.
Plays drums.
That's
on the record.
Awesome.
My sister Jade May.
No.
She sings backing vocals on a few of the tracks. We've got one song, "Say the Things," that's just a duet. I mean, she's the She, you will hear it on the record.
I love this.
Is the greatest vocalist alive, I can say safely. Like, she is.
And is she doing her own stuff, presumably?
She's a musical theatre actor.
Right.
Yeah.
Is
so
she's
interesting. I mean,
yeah.
She's done a residency of Greece,
yeah.
And you know, a European tour of fame. I could go on. I'll start crying. She's I'm her biggest fan.
I love this.
But yeah, we sang on the record together. We'd never sung together before this album.
Wow.
We'd never.
I say wow, but that's, I guess that's probably. It takes a while to then come back when you get a certain age.
Yeah.
You think, actually, you know, why haven't we done this?
Because you
both go your own way. I can see that in many. You know, that doesn't surprise me as much as it should possibly.
Yeah, I think,
because when you're both creative and you're both siblings, it's hard to collaborate first thing, because it's sort of, you know.
Yeah, you kind of have that kind of get out of my room thing that comes first.
Yeah.
And then
unless you are in that band and you are the brothers or the brother
and
sister.
Yeah,
or
unless
whatever.
It's yeah. And well, every example escapes me now, but yeah, I know exactly what
you
mean.
Yeah,
and then
they don't normally end well. But
they don't normally end well. So it was lovely for her to come on and sing on a few of the songs, and I mean, to be able to just do, you know, like we're doing now, you know, just microphone in front, guitar, two voices,
yeah.
And just hit
yeah.
play and go,
yeah.
That's done.
Don't tell the techies that it's that simple, because I mean, they'll be out of work.
No. They
make it sound like I could do it.
One of them was looking out the window at something. I don't think they caught
it's
that.
The view, it's beautiful.
It's astonishingly high.
It is. And now listen, when we come and see you at the Rossi Bar, this is the 10th of July, which, you know, by my reckoning, that's this week, my
this
friend.
Friday. This
Look
Friday.
At you. What's going on?
The album comes out on Friday,
so
the 10th
good.
Of July.
Such good news.
And we will do a launch gig on that 10th in the evening.
Zaya.
And I say we.
Yes,
because we will be doing this with a full band.
Boom.
Boom.
And not just, I mean, when I say just, not just family members.
No. Not just the Von Trapps with long hair, you know.
Yes.
We've got other, I know other people. No.
Yeah.
We have two dear friends of mine, Charlie and Jack, are coming down from Glasgow.
Yeah,
we've worked on records together and done shows together before, and it was a no-brainer to have these guys come and play.
So good.
Play my stuff this time. So it's going to be a right laugh. We're going to do it. It's going to be, you know, hot, sweaty Rossi Bar.
Yeah.
And hopefully see some friendly faces.
So that is 10 quid on the door.
Yeah.
You've also got support from Amy Hardman.
Amy Hardman. Yeah.
Sounds awesome. July the 10th, Rossi Bar. All we need from you now is just to hear what you sound like. What have you got lined up?
I'm going to play the piano ballad off the album.
Genius. Do you want to bring in the Elton John piano, or are you going to somehow do it on a guitar?
Somehow I'm going to do it on a guitar. The pianist from the record,
yes.
One of my dearest lifelong friends, Shadi Seyfouri,
yeah.
One of the most phenomenally talented pianists you'll ever hear, and an incredibly talented musicologist.
Wow.
Came in and for her debut studio session just sort of smashed out in a few passes one of the most beautiful piano parts on a song ever. So it went on the record. We couldn't get the piano in the studio, and she was too busy to come in and play it, but we're gonna find our way through
that
it.
That sounds good. Listen, you take it away. We've got the lovely Jordi Alcama here with Everyone Wants Changes.
Changes until things change. They want the unexpected until it comes and it suddenly rains so tired. Just let me dream. Everyone wants to have you until they don't and they cast you away. Hungry dogs want their supper, but then it's gone and they're starving again. So tired, just let me dream. Taking pictures and still it passes by. always fight in the winter. They always work it out. And in the summer they change so tired. Just let me dream. And everyone wants changes. And everyone wants to have you. Until they don't.
I know. I'd like to say I found him, but I didn't. I'd love to take credit for this guy. He is an absolute gem. Geordie Alkemer. You guys need to go and see him now, because then you'll go, I was there, you know, before he was massive. The Rossi Bar, 10 quid, July the 10th. It's a full band. It is officially the album launch, When We Wake. That track, Everyone Wants Change, is off it. What's the first single?
The first single from this record was Whatever Happened. Not Whatever Happened, but Whatever Happened. Like, whatever happened to Whimsy, whatever happened to Good Times, whatever.
Happened. Like it. Yeah. Not Whatever Happened.
Not Whatever Happened, no. Yeah. It's a little bit more directed, or a typo.
Which is almost the title of the track you're going to play in a minute, right?
Whoa, hang on a minute. Wait a second.
I noticed you were like tuning your guitar, and I thought, hey, the way he's tuning that sounds like he's going to play...
Yeah, play Whatever Happened. The guitar players out there will know that when you write a load of songs and you try new tunings, and then you record the song and you go, oh no, now I have to play this live. And my guitar tech's in Marbella. He can't make it with my 40 guitars I need for different tunings.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do it on the fly.
Ridiculous. So I'm not even going to look around at the techs. They're doing nothing. Andy, listening still in Canterbury, he says, he's good! ! He is.
Thanks, Andy.
And I tell you one thing, Mr. Andy from Canterbury. He's also playing at the Rossi Bar. Now, that's the launch. That's this coming Friday, July the 10th. It's going to be a cracker. It really is. Tell me anything you know about Amy Hardman in the meantime, because it's always good that if people turn up at 7 and get to see the support as well, I'm always up for that. What do we know about Amy Hardman?
Amy, young singer-songwriter, will be coming all the way down from London.
Oh, great.
And to the best of my knowledge, will be joined by an electric guitar player as well.
So, okay.
You know, more dynamic.
Yeah, definitely.
Fabulous voice. I'm just really excited to see.
You're buzzing. You are buzzing. I mean, you give off that anyway, but, you know, this is good.
More so this week.
Yeah,
more
I
so.
Think so. I feel that. What's the plan? So, obviously, the plan is to push this album. Are you just going to drip feed from now, between now and maybe the end of the year, just do that with the tracks from this album?
The entire album will be released on Friday in its entirety, the whole thing. Ten tracks.
Wow.
It's taking everything that you love and all the beautiful nostalgia you get from the late 1960s kind of California sound.
Gorgeous.
With the influences of those beautiful English folk writers like, you know, your Nick Drakes, your John Martins, that we all have become household names.
Yeah.
Taking everything that made them fantastic, modernizing the sonics, modernizing the process of recording a song and the songwriting without losing that vibe. That's
beautiful.
The idea of the record, is how do we keep... that without, you know, I mean, I love the 15-minute jams as much as the next person. I love the 15-minute jams, but we can't get away with it so much these days, you know, because we've got agitated thumbs. We've got to scroll, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot in that, my man. My thumbs are agitated. Look at them. I mean, they're stressed. They're agitated.
Scrolling.
Scrolling. Always scrolling. That's what they do.
That's if he should re-release that song.
They should.
Just keep scrolling.
They really should. Do you collaborate with other musicians? Do you play with other musicians in any other guise, or do you tend to just sort of keep yourself, you know? Because I often think in that environment, the things are going into the music bank that you might be unconsciously picking up from you know, collaboration or work. Working maybe as their guitarist or a set, you know.
Yeah, I'm working with a really exciting singer at the moment called Niall O'Connor. He's got, you know, some fantastic new music coming out. I believe this Friday as well, actually.
Niall O'Connor.
Really, really talented, you know, fellow Brightonian.
Good.
So we're working together on lots of incredibly, incredibly exciting stuff at the minute. Another dear friend of mine, Charlie, I've mentioned, is coming down from Glasgow to play this show with me on Friday. I've played on his, you know, debut solo record, Charles Jr. It's called What a Player. It's a Samba Rock album.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It came out to celebrate Brazil playing Scotland in the World Cup. About a Brazilian who plays for Rangers and becomes a crowd favourite. It's a beautiful
so
song.
Good.
What a player.
But, love it.
Yeah, so busy.
What's his name again? Charles?
Charles Jr. From Charles Jr.
Yeah. Love it. Geordie, what are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to play the first single from this record, Whatever Happened.
Get Out of Town.
Almost a year spent looking for you. They said that you went to California. Weep some more to fix it all. You'll see. You'll see. What ended up with this weeping? Started off with a smile and butterflies. What ended up with this weeping? Started off with a smile and so much time. Sky like before I met you. I couldn't recall it if I tried. Treasure deep inside your eyes, buried, buried deep. What ended up with this weeping? Started off with a smile and butterflies. Whatever happened to weekends? With nothing more than a smile and so much time. Down you, let me down you, coward, it's exactly what you'll do. Let me down, let me down you, coward, it's exactly what you'll do. Let me down.
In the room, do you see that takes a lot out of you?
We're just about, we're there.
God, that was great. It's a track called Whatever Happened.
Yeah,
we got a lovely guy listening in Vancouver. Now, this is Matt in Vancouver. He says it's his breakfast show, which I love. I just love the thought of that. And he says, I love this one, Pete. I love this one. Yeah, it It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you, Matt.
Whatever Happened from Jordi Alcama's brand new album. Can people get it? They have to wait until the 10th of July.
It's 10th of July.
And where would you like them to find it?
Wherever you like to listen to music.
Fair enough.
Be there.
Good
whatever
show.
Whatever you like, it'll be on all streaming services.
I love that. I love that. So it's called When We Wake. I'm spelling Jordi, by the way. J-O-R-D-I. Jordi Alcama. A-L-K-E-M-A. Do not correct me. I think I'm right.
Perfect.
For once, I get something right in here. And that's almost without Brett writing it for me. Yeah.
He's looking.
I just wanted to wake him up. Yeah. Someone's just sent a message saying, ask Matt in Vancouver about the Bears. Not now. This is not the forum for that.
Yeah, one thing at a time.
Yeah, one thing at a time,
my friend. We'll get around to
it. You're getting distracted. We've got Jordi in the house. I'm not going to ask someone about Bears. What's the matter with you? So listen, once this is done, think about Saturday morning. You've had the album launch.
The
album is out there, completely out there. What is going on? Have you been busy anyway? You've been writing away with new material. Are you always writing?
Always writing. Always something.
Seriously?
On the, yeah. Although I did, you know, full transparency, I did have the classic, like, after finishing this record, after the record was done, after it was mastered, going, I've said everything I wanted to say, you know, and now what's going to come next? That's gone, and now it's back to prolific, lots of writing, and there will be something, you know, fun and out there and left of field happening down the road. But I think right now it's Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday morning will inevitably happen.
Of course, yeah.
But that's Saturday Jordi Alcama's problem.
Sure. But if you came in, for example, in December, January, you know, what do you reckon? Where do you reckon you'll be at?
Hopefully working towards making the next record.
Yeah.
I just want to make records. That's all I'm interested in. I just like listening to albums and making albums and playing music. So I would hope that we were just picking up where we left off and it was the next batch of things that had been written. Because there's some wonderful stuff. There's things that I would love to have played today.
Oh,
however, I love more to play the thing from the album.
No, that's great.
That's great.
A little insight into your head. What kind of things are you listening to right now? What sort of albums are catching your ears?
There are a few classics that I am coming back to a little bit at the moment.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you've made an album, when you're looking back at, okay, this is about to happen, it's out of my hands, it's sent to the distributor, there's nothing I can do. Why did I make it in the first place? And you go back to albums that made you make it. And, you know, Judy Sill by Judy Sill, that comes back every time, is an absolute weapon of
Judy
an album.
Sill.
Judy Sill, J-U-D-E-E, Sill.
Right.
It's a shame, but there were lots of mitigating factors. Now, a beautiful album, self-titled, 1970-1971.
Yeah.
Graham Nash from CSNY produced it. It was a real... she looked to be the next big thing. And it just wasn't. But songs like Jesus Was a Crossmaker, that was like the hit from the record.
Right.
Loping On Through the Cosmos, Lamb Run Away with the Crown. There are just these beautiful, beautiful songs on this record.
Yeah.
And it's so weirdly, astonishingly well produced for the time.
Yeah. A lovely message in saying, I think Bob Harris was a big Judy Sill fan. Makes sense, of course, because of his links out there and the sort of that coast, the West Coast sound. Of the States. So Bob Harris would have probably interviewed her, I reckon.
At some point, I imagine. Yeah, and those sorts of people that were all kicking around on that scene, you know, there are some amazing albums. There's a David Crosby and Graham Nash duo album. I think it is just called David Crosby and Crosby and Nash. It's like got something.
They're pretty creative with their band names.
Ferociously creative, yeah. And the cover is just a picture of the two of them at a gig. It's low budget, but it's a brilliant album. Like songs like Where Will I Be are just absolute stunners. And I think that's the one that's got Immigration Man on it. But yeah, awesome album.
You've already sent me some homework, and I love it. we've got time for one more track.
Time
have
for
you,
one
have
more
you
track.
Got time?
I have absolutely got time for one more track.
What would you like to do?
The title track, When We Wake.
Of course, you know, of course.
This record was designed to be timed to go along with a sunset, you know. So from the moment you see the sun falling to the moment after final light, and this is the opening track on the album.
Well, a bit like the football match, we've got extra time on the show. You know, just about 11 to 12 minutes. And by then, the sun might be setting. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
The sun might be setting. You know, we could just start playing the whole thing through.
The sun is setting somewhere. Jordy, it's been an absolute joy and delight.
A delight as always.
If there are still, quick! Lovely message. Just coming in. We're tuned in from Glasgow. We love you, Geordie. Your biggest fans, Yas Leo Maya. Am I saying any of that right?
Yas Leo Mio.
That's what I said. Can't wait to see you this Friday. That's a lovely message. And another lovely message coming in. Sounding excellent, Geordie. Charles Jr. here. Get out of town. Hey, you mean Charles of the big name check we gave you earlier?
You what owe a us, player, pal. Son. What a player.
Let's tear filter it up on Friday, he says. Let's tear it up on Friday.
Oh, you best believe it.
Rock star. Oh, Charles Jr., you are brilliant. Send us one of your tracks, my friend. We'll slip them onto the show some point. Geordie, take it away. When We Wake. It's such a joy to have you in the studio. Thank you so much.
Sunshine, and I have to deal with rain once again. Forget my hair as it falls to the ground, but I just want it long. Yes, I'll just grow it out for a while. I'm gonna spend the whole night holding you, and only let go when we wake. Well, that's certainly sunshine, but it ain't exactly rain, so that's okay. Long have gone these hands of old, whose palms would burn the heart of stone. So tired, it shattered bone and wiped away the sunrise. Forget my dreams where I say what I mean. I don't really think I believe in sunshine. Yes, there's just a little too much rain around these days. There's nothing outside that bedroom door. Nothing but the empty void of outer space. All right, again. Long have gone these ears of old, who flinch and wince when lies are told, who let their eyes sunrise. sunrise to eradicate the rain. Now the arms that stretch are colder and they only offer pain. And you ripped apart your soldier, 'cause you didn't like his face. But he went away too easy and you wanted him again. I'm gonna spend the whole night holding you. Won't even let go when we wake.
Just brilliant. Absolutely gorgeous. Looking around at the technician, he might have faded the guitar down wrong there. But it was beautiful. It came bouncing back up. When We Wake, that is Jordi Alcomer and Matt in Vancouver, who wants a spell check. It's J-O-R-D-I-A-L-K-E-M-A. We're talking Rossi Bar. We're talking Launch. We're talking new album. We're talking a genius. Thank you so much for being here, Jordi. It's so good to see you.
Thank you for having me, Pete. Hopefully see you on the 10th of July.
Yeah.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.